Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. Larkin, Texas with you on this Saturday, February 4th, 2012, for the next hour. Public broadcasting brings forth real news and information you'd be hard-pressed to find anywhere else. As are you, I'm just an American, concerned about the same things you're concerned about, the separation of facts from fiction, and the best investment value for our time spent together. This is why you two are as reliable a news medium in what's still real in America. There is no doubt. Because you turn to RBN, we know it's because you still get it. We are the preferred media of a free people with its still mighty voice. Our call-in number is 800-313-9443. Your calls are what make this network unique. RBN is real talk radio that's supported by real producers of first quality products, and you are a one-of-a-kind listener. So check out our website, republicbroadcasting.org, is well worth your visit. If you're from my neck of the woods, and you're tuned to 1140 on the AM dial, KHFX in North Central Texas, with a reach far beyond on the World Wide Web, we'd especially like to hear from you. And folks, we are on Facebook as Republic Broadcasting, also on Twitter, RBN Live. Please consider our pledge drive, and then consider this. What will you do to keep this kind of news and information coming? As a listener, you are every bit a part of this network, as are the voices you hear. Do you think for 1 minute you will ever get what you expect on RBN from what's excreted by those jackasses and whores at, say, NPR? Give me my democracy now. Oh, yeah, right. Democracy. Indeed. Be they idiocrats or publicans, from the likes of Chomsky, Madcower, Mayhem, Limburger, Calamity, Wolf Blitzkrieg, O'Wiley, what's it going to take for Americans to at last turn off such nonsense? We will return following these messages.
Slings are now available for civilian uses. Order yours in camo, black, and any custom unit colors. Call 877-MY-BUNKER, the battle rifle all-purpose carrier. Put your rifle safely where it needs to be, at the ready, for a moment's notice. Your rifle is not leaning on a tree or in your trunk. It's with you when you need it. Rifles or shotguns will fit comfortably and safely in backpack mode, or transition simply to a tactical single-point harness in seconds. Watch a demonstration of the BRAC at 877mybunker.com. The BRAC is American-made with a lifetime guarantee. BRAC fits your rifles or shotguns, 22s, M16s, your M60, even the Barrett 50 cal, and more. Call 877-MY-BUNKER or go online to 877mybunker.com to see the video. Save 20% now by calling 877-MY-BUNKER. That's 877-692-8653 and mention you heard this ad on RBN. Save 20%. Just mention you heard it on RBN.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless. tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
So yes, you see, it's places like RBN, which snap you back to the reality of real people ferreting out real news you can use. So you can quit relying on the brain plasticizers, the big fakers of big media, to present you your opinions. We live in a time where just gaining attention seems requisite to our very survival. But your attention is earned by sheer force of habit or by way of reputation. Therefore, why, how, and what you choose with which to engage your senses becomes a part of who you are. It all comes down to trust, ladies and gentlemen, because it is trust that is the real currency of any economy, including yours. During office hours, that phone number at RBN is 800-724-2719. Become a subscriber to the audio archives for just $1.33 per month. And support our advertisers. Become one yourself. You can donate to our pledge drive electronically at republicbroadcasting.org, or you can send in your contributions to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. for detailed program notes of this broadcast. Already posted, or any of those previous, refer to the web address, larkintexas.blogspot.com, where you'll find In Politic 3 and Just an American. Now, faith is a state of openness or trust. To have faith is to trust yourself to the water. When you swim, you don't grab hold of the water, because if you do, you will sink and drown. Instead, you relax and float. And the attitude of faith is the very opposite of clinging to belief, of holding on. In other words, a person who is fanatic in matters of religion and clings to certain ideas about the nature of God and the universe becomes a person who has no faith at all. Instead, they are holding tight. But the attitude of faith is to let go and become open to truth, whatever it might turn out to be. Seemingly called to mind is the astonishment of wisdom. Since truth, ladies and gentlemen, especially in this tech-driven, media-saturated, frenetically paced world of ours, is so easily airbrushed from the word clouds, struggling to paint us a picture. As to what or to whom does one direct this thing called trust in such paltry articles of faith as mere words? This too we consider from last week's installment In Politic 2. If you are waiting for the government to change, or society to change, or some program or movement to be successful, to find freedom, you will never be free. And from In Politic 1, the very experts who inform and educate you are the very people who are most indoctrinated, because they have agreed somewhere along the line to become members of the corporate club, swearing somewhere along the line to lie and betray in order to keep their jobs, their social status, or their positions, and reaching the point somewhere along the line where they finally just do not remember what happened to them. Can you say complicity? Complicity being association with, or participation in, or as if in, a wrongful act. Complicity follows complacence, which is marked by an inclination to please or to oblige, tending to consent to others' wishes, to go along just to get along. Deception happens when the inclination to please or oblige is acted upon. That action constitutes participation in, or as if in, the wrongful act complicity. So beware those extolling the virtues of community. When all else fails, trust your gut. Or remember the words of Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who stated simply, "The simple step of the courageous individual is not to take part in the capital W, we." One word of truth outweighs the world. Now, folks, just because the powers that be seem hell-bent on deindustrializing America while simultaneously crashing the world economy does not mean we cannot be creative and industrious in our thinking. After all, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And the rules of war are such that there are no rules. In this information age, the age of transitions, very often even the objectives are made murky. It's as if a giant octopus or a squid had enveloped us in its spray of black ink. and feeling the dread of our impending doom. If we do not escape its darkness, we swim madly away in terror, seeking only the light. Thus we are proven, once again, entirely predictive in our programming. And we can be fooled again and again if we don't think to retool our hard drives. Remember these words from Callie Lassen of Adbusters and his Occupy Wall Street campaign. Potent means can change minds, alter behavior, catalyze collective mind shifts, and transform cultures. Which is why meme warfare has become the geopolitical battle of our information age. Whoever has the memes has the power. Mr. Lassen is a hardcore predatory communitarian and a globalist. The globalists win, ladies and gentlemen, unless and until one regains faith from a premise that is real, and our trust is no longer misplaced. So next week, we're going to talk about meme theory, from which mimetic warfare is derived, but I'm first going to discuss why I so like those three words I've alluded to on prior broadcasts, to wit, they are contract. For me, the only law worth remembering. Well-being, the contrast of that which is needful with that which is desirous. And economy, the efficient management of one's household, distinguishing resources from the activities needed to keep them close at hand. And so today I want you to remember of my commitment over the next few months to personally contribute $1,000 of nearly worthless Fed notes to RBN in its current pledge drive. Visit the overly wordy Just an American program notes page and take a look-see at just the images you see. Never mind the words. Then ask yourself, what is the store of value? What exactly is wealth? And how best might it be preserved? What of tradition and timeless values worth saving? We'll pick up on this thread following these short messages.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey's systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous self-sterilizing and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Have you been diagnosed with cancer and told that there isn't any alternative to chemo, radiation, and surgery? Are you tired of hearing that if you want to survive, you must be brave and accept the suffering that comes with cancer treatments today? LaserMed Inc. says fight back, because now it's cancer's turn to die with its revolutionary patented laser treatment called Leash Therapy. Without cutting, bleeding, poisoning, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin and breast cancer in place, as well as some other types of cancer, no matter what the size. To find out if you qualify for this therapy, call 918-398-9577. That's 918-398-9577. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com.
Before the break, we asked, what of tradition and those timeless values worth preserving? To engage in honorable contract is to invest in a relationship, one that exponentially increases its value in its duration. Such is the relationship I'd like to have with this network and with you. Tessian in the Caddo American Indian language was synonymous with our word for friend. It's where those remember the Alamo words, those Texicans, and later on a whole new state of being called Texas was born. Man must trust what is true and foundational to his nature. When his faith is placed outside himself, he must trust himself to the water. In knowing oneself, he can clearly see who his enemies are and who are his friends. If one does not have faith and he submits himself instead to the vicissitudes of belief, he earns for himself one fearsome master. So before directing our attention to the article entitled The Rise of Socialism by Ray Peach, I want to quote you Karl Marx's definition when he said that socialism is, quote, a permanent revolution terrorism, and bloodshed for revolution's sake. There is no purpose to be attained. Violence to the point of paroxysm is its only objective. This is what distinguishes Satanism from ordinary human sinfulness. Now, I only have three words this week to bring to your attention. The first, of course, is that word paroxysm, defined as a sudden attack, a recurrence, the intensification of a disease. It's a spasm or fit, a convulsion. But it can also mean simply a sudden outburst of emotion or action, as in a paroxysm of laughter. Contrast that with that aha moment, the word eureka, which is used to express triumph upon finding or discovering something. I have found it. It is an exclamatory word, an interjection used to celebrate a discovery, and a transliteration of a word attributed to Archimedes. Archimedes reportedly proclaimed eureka when he stepped into a bath and noticed that the water level rose. He suddenly understood that the volume of water displaced must be equal to the volume of the part of his body he had submerged. This relation is known as Archimedes' principle. He then realized that the volume of irregular objects could be measured with precision, a previously intractable problem. He is said to have been so eager to share his discovery that he leapt out of the bathtub and ran through the streets of Syracuse naked. And lastly, the word dissimulation. It means to disguise one's intentions under a feigned appearance, to conceal one's true feelings or intentions. One can be a dissimulator, can be dissimulative. And we'll return to the rise of socialism in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't come around knocking at my door. I don't love you anymore. You won't go bowling. And don't you call me on the telephone. You know I want to be home. I'd rather to be bowling.
Ladies and gentlemen, well, that song was so fun, I wanted to let it play out. Anyway, I'm going to share with you an article titled The Rise of Socialism by Ray Peach. You can find that article at a website called rightsidenews.com. And in sharing this with you, I can tell you that Mr. Peach is a Christian man, an educator, also an engineer. And I want to share this article with you. I hope you'll read it in its entirety, because he's traced the rise of socialism to what he terms a faith he describes as the world's oldest faith. The modern history of socialism can be traced to the Renaissance in the Age of Enlightenment, when the Germanic tribes invaded ancient Rome, they brought with them a Teutonic religion centered on the worship of Woden, the ruler of Asgard, and the earth goddess Nerthus. After the fall of Rome, Christians replaced the worship of Woden and his pantheon of gods with the worship of Jesus Christ, but the conversion was not total. During the Age of Enlightenment and the Renaissance, meaning the reawakening, Christianity would be turned on its head, and the teachings of the ancients, especially the Greeks, would be reintroduced as the enlightened way to think of things. This resulted in a reawakening of Egyptian, East Indian, Greek, and Roman philosophy. The European elite explored the Middle East, India, and China, bringing them into contact with a variety of ancient religions that supported a strong aristocracy at the expense of a poor working class. By the mid-18th century, German paganism began to replace Christianity in Europe as part of a romantic German folk movement. This movement came to symbolize what would become the Weimar or German Romantic movement, which would totally abandon not only Christianity, but also its empirical science. People who came from wealthy aristocratic families would bring this about. And contrary to how they are portrayed in today's textbooks, they were not interested in the working class or inequality. In reality, they were reacting to the Republican experiment in representational democracy and individual liberty they saw taking place in America. The last thing the European elite wanted was to endorse representative democracy or the Christian faith that supported it, causing Thomas Jefferson to exclaim, "The comparisons of our governments with those of Europe are like a comparison of heaven and hell." Weimar Romanticism found its manifestation with the 18th century German philosophers like Immanuel Kant, who is widely credited with providing the first definition of enlightenment, saying, "Enlightenment is man's leaving his self-caused immaturity. Immaturity is the capacity to use one's intelligence without the guidance of another." The other he refers to is the Hebrew Christian God and his priests. Instead, Kant taught pagan metaphysics and spiritualism, where morality does not come from God, but from the state, where only those trained to reason correctly can dictate what is or is not moral. Today, Kant is idolized as the epitome of morals and ethics, when in reality, just the opposite is true. Now, parenthetically, we've discussed this in the past. For whatever one may think of religion, faith versus belief, Christianity, or science, one must ask, do we throw the baby out with the bathwater? Which golden rule are we to ascribe to if justice is to prevail in any society? Now, Kant's protege was Johann Fichte, who embraced Kant's metaphysical and transcendental ideals with extraordinary fanaticism. Fichte eventually became the rector of the newly constructed university in Berlin, where he would turn the university into a political tool for the promulgation of the Romantic or neo-pagan religion, creating the precursor to National Socialism and the rise of Adolf Hitler. Hitler dedicated his book Mein Kampf to Dietrich Eckart, a leading figure in the Theosophical Society, which was started by the occult lesbian Helena Blavatsky. The National Socialists developed a form of Christianity that rejected the Jewish Jesus and replaced him with Wotan and the cult of nature that was centered on the worship of the sun, earth, and moon. In 1814, Fichte died, and his chair went to George Wilhelm Friedrich Hegel, who taught that man's full cooperation with the state was the only definition of freedom. Hegel said, "The state is the spirit which stands in the world. It is the realization of morality. The state is the reality of the moral idea. The moral spirit is the manifest, self-evident, substantial will which thinks for itself. The state is the sole condition of the attainment of the particular end and good, the objective of which is to achieve the absolute realization of the state as a higher being." Popularity of Hegel led to a Hegelian movement among the ruling class, in academia, and among bureaucrats representing the elite. Which brings us to communitarianism. Eventually, Hegel's movement fractured, taking two paths, where one path resulted in socialism and the other in the works of Karl Marx. Today, the rebranding of Kant, Fichte, and Hegel are at the heart of the communitarian movement headed by professors like Dr. Amitai Etzioni in our universities. By rebranding the philosophy of these three men as being the purveyors of personal freedom and moral virtue, the philosophies of some of the most evil men in modern history are being inculcated into young minds. The modern concept of socialism begins with the English industrialist Robert Owen, who lived from 1771 to 1858, and who built on the works of Plato, Kant, and Hegel. Owen believed that socialism would be a new religion founded on the immutable laws of the universe and would ultimately replace all other religions founded on testimony. The sole purpose of this religion, he said, was to feel as much pleasure as one's knowledge and power would permit. Instead of a church, socialism would worship in the halls of science. Its clergy would be journalists and teachers, and Owen himself would be the new Jesus Christ. Owen claimed that socialism would become the new moral order, what we today call the New World Order, consisting of a worldwide socialist dictatorship. Socialism would replace the old moral order and its satanic beliefs in the family and Christianity, where the priesthood made mankind subservient to their slavish superstitions. He went on to say that the causes of evil in the world are existing religions, the governments of the world, professions, the monetary system of all nations, the practice of buying and selling for a profit, practices that produce competition, the current practice of producing and distributing wealth, and the current method of education. Socialism as a religion. The thrust of this article, ladies and gentlemen, entitled The Rise of Socialism by Ray Peach. Owen's religion says man is just a machine or an animal. It is considered blasphemy to break the laws of nature by tolerating human feelings of love and affection, or even liking or disliking one another. In the new moral order, marriage is condemned because it perverts natural instincts, quote unquote, and subverts pleasure. Families are disallowed because they are perverse, and raising children is selfish, since it deprives the state of its right to breed the species. In socialism, only the state can properly train a child on how to give pleasure or to accept edicts from the state on when to eat and when to die. What have you to say about this, Rodney, in Illinois? Welcome Lark. To the broadcast.
I'm unfortunately, I didn't tune in until I heard you say that the state seeks to be God.
And, they certainly do, don't they?
And obviously is very jealous and would seek to exterminate any competition. And it reminded me of two episodes in Scripture. One had to do with the foretold birth of Moses. The God of that time sought to exterminate the life of Moses by killing every male child. The second episode came in the foretold birth of Christ. What did the God, earthly God, the state do at that time? They sought to exterminate that foretold one by killing off male children. Moses was never claimed to be God, but he said one would come like unto me, foretelling the birth of Christ. Christ himself has a message that I think is the number one enemy and antithetical to the state. I know it's contrary to conventional Christian wisdom that to be a good Christian is to obey the state, but I do believe that quite to the contrary, the true message and intent of Christ was something quite different. And you've really got my wheels turning here, Lark, and I'm sorry your program's not longer and I'm more well-spoken, but that's just my two cents today.
Well, why don't you stay on the line there, Rodney, and let me continue on with this for the benefit of all of us. The author of this article describes socialism as a religion. And next he asks, what is the new faith? The question is, what are the immutable laws of the universe that Owen's religion of science is based on? Owen and his sons base their beliefs on what they call the phenomena of a magneto-psychological character of analogous objects, which were to be understood through, quote, spiritualism and mediumship, unquote. In 1868, Robert Owen's son, Robert Dale Owen, published Footfalls on the Boundary of Another World, in which he described the scientific study of the universe as a single cosmic being and proposed ways to commune with the dead, positions that come from ancient paganism. Now, communing with the dead is called necromancy, and along with other forms of divination, has been a central tenet of every pagan religion dating back to Babylon and the worship of Baal. This includes the worship of Gaia, Mother Earth, in ancient Greece, and other pagan gods. In the Bible, necromancy is mentioned chiefly in order to forbid it, or to admonish those who have practiced it. The Mosaic Law forbids necromancy, declaring that to seek the truth from the dead is abhorred by God. Paganism would return with the Renaissance through the revival of ancient doctrines, especially from ancient Greece. In his memoirs, the Italian occultist and artist Benvenuto Cellini relates that he assisted at necromantic evocations in which multitudes of devils appeared and answered his questions. The German occultist Cornelius Agrippa talked about magical rites. Stay right with us, Rodney, and ladies and gentlemen, and we'll return, finish this up in just a moment.
Will touch you softly.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgeazolin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Oh, darling, I love you. I really need you, but everybody knows the score. I haven't got time for affection when my mind is on sports. We're gonna smash, smash, smash at the football field.
Beat up, beat up, beat up
every play. We're gonna
smash, smash, smash
at the football field.
Beat up, beat up, beat up.
Mind and day.
Sports. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
I like a sport.
Now, there's a foot-tapping little number there, Rodney. What do you say?
Yes, indeed. My foot was tapping.
Are you tuned into that Super Bowl coming up?
Lark, I have been engrossed in a math problem all day. That's why I missed the first 45 minutes of your show. I finally came up with an answer and caught my breath and looked at the clock, and I went, oh, no, I forgot about Lark.
Well, heaven forbid you miss the Super Bowl this week.
I would not have known. It was coming up, really, other than you mentioned it. I'm sorry, I'm not football fan, really.
You know, this article, Rodney, is an excellent article. Again, ladies and gentlemen, The Rise of Socialism by Ray Peach. Peach like the fruit. It traces how Americans have been deceived and beguiled into becoming racketeers. gangsters. It's the law of the jungle with communitarian law. I could tell you that.
Mark, do they identify what is the number one threat to their agenda?
Anybody that thinks for themselves and doesn't buy into their line of crap.
Then it's dissent. I would submit that Christ epitomized dissent to those who would be God in the day and age that he walked this earth, and he did his best, and I think successfully, for those who have ears to hear and eyes to see, conveyed his message quite well. And dissent, long-lived dissent.
For me, the man outlined a system of self-governance accompanied by personal responsibility. And it's the simplest expression of freedom I've ever read or heard about. It remains so to this day. And it's too bad about the churches in America. It's too bad about our schools. It's too bad about modern corporatism. Americans have decided that free will, liberty, are unimportant. And we all have to get ours before somebody else gets theirs. This article has short pieces. For example, the Communist Confession of Faith, Socialism versus Capitalism, described as a false choice, the rise of progressivism, syndicalism, the radicals, neo-Marxism, the false descriptions and teachings of what's called economics, Ricardian socialism, and free trade. That's why we're going to discuss real economy next week, Rodney. I hope you'll join us at that time.
I'll be there, Lark. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned to RBN.